On the topic of religion, Bob Dylan once told Rolling Stone that he, quote, always thought there's a superior power and that this is not the real world and that there's a world to come. Dylan in the late 70s briefly became a born-again Christian, and as many fans like to say, he's now been saved from being saved, but that spirituality has always informed Dylan's writing. Back in 1969, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame producer Lou Adler experimented with that.
Even the songs that didn't feel lyrically religious in any way, there was a spiritual feeling to them. And as I continued to listen and within my mind's ear started to put together what if this was done by a gospel group, it just fits so perfectly.
Adler combed through the Baptist churches of South Central Los Angeles and organized an all-star choir for an album called Dylan's Gospel. That album yielded 10 Dylan songs totally transformed, and almost as soon as it got released, it vanished, becoming a collector's item along the way. Now it's been refurbished and re-released. One of the singers Adler recruited back then was the incomparable Mary Clayton. As a backup vocalist, she lent her voice to some of rock's greatest tracks for The Stones, The Who, Joe Cocker, among many others.
Most of the great, great songs that I have been on has been the cause of Lou. I think that was about the first time that we really worked together because it was Gene Page who gave me the call. Gene Page was the wonderful conductor, and the first song he played for me was Times Are Changing. And I said, wow, I've heard this before, but I've never heard it like, you know, the way Gene was playing it.
Did any of them say, Dylan, gospel, y'all are crazy? Or did they embrace it and say, let's go for it?
I think everybody embraced it because, first of all, we were just so happy to be together, you know, and to be singing together. Oh, my God.
It was family. And
yes.
Happy to be doing it in these cases. Not a job, but happy to be doing it.
And we yicked and we yacked and we talked and we kind of hung out. And Gene Page had a sister named Olivia. And she was like holding the reins when it was time to be quiet and do what you're supposed to do. She'd blow a whistle, you know.
Which didn't always work.
Right, right. Didn't always
blow the whistle, get back to work.
Time to get back to work.
And for the session, we had changed the feel of the studio completely. We had benches that were very close. We were trying to make pews, actually, is
right,
what we were doing.
Right.
Tried to turn the studio into a little bit of a church.
A little sanctuary. Yeah.
That's what we tried to do. It's also the reason that we stayed with just drums and piano and bass, organ, because that's what was going on in church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to thank the musical gods, Lou. You didn't add too much overdub of
strings
and stuff.
Yeah, trombones.
we're really glad. Lou, tell us what happened to this album. It was released in 1969 and then kind of disappeared and has been out of print, as I understand it, for years and years.
It has. At that particular time, I had a deal with CBS Records, which is now Sony. And for whatever reasons, I wasn't comfortable with it and had decided to end the relationship. And it was probably within weeks of the release of this album, so it was never really distributed. And then Light in the Attic, which is a terrific little label, approached, and we were happy to make a deal to release it.
My guests are singer Mary Clayton and producer Lou Adler.
Back in 1969, they recorded a series of Bob Dylan songs arranged as gospel numbers. They called the band the Brothers and Sisters. It's just been re-released. Mary, I think a lot of our listeners, like myself, you know, I got to know your incredible voice singing. Rape, murder, it's just a shot away on one of rock's most iconic songs. You know, the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter. I mean, that seems a long way from the gospel church scene in South Central.
Well, I was born in New Orleans, honey. And my father was a Baptist minister. So what's in your soul and in your spirit, whenever it needs to come out, it will come up, you know. So for me to sing Rape, Murder is just a shot away, called at 11:30 at night saying come to the studio, and I'm pregnant and in pajamas, you know, I just went and Rape, Murdered it and went home. You know what I mean? I raped and I murdered it, and then I was gone after about three or four takes. You know, that was it for me. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, but this was a fairly hedonistic time, the late 60s in L.A. I mean, it feels, Mary, like, you know, these people needed a little churching up with this music.
You know, well, we needed God. I mean, it was so much going on in the world at that time. You know, it was horrible racism, the war going on. We lost a lot of our leaders during that time. With all that stuff in my spirit, I was saying, hey, we needed shelter at that time in the world, you know, and I found myself just like crying out, somebody help us. And that spirit came over me, and I couldn't help but sing it the way I sung it.
Mary, I'm trying to get at the core of what makes a great gospel song. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. You know, it says, like, why should I feel discouraged, and why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion and a constant friend is he, his eye is on a little bitty bird, and I know he watches me.
But singing The Times They Are Changing, did it have a similar impact as these powerful lyrics you just mentioned?
Absolutely. Come gather around people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accepted that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. For your time to you is worth saving. That was enough for me right there.
Then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing.
To me, those songs fit the old gospel. These are the old, like, almost a spiritual. Come gather around people wherever you roam. Gather around. That's the stuff that they did in my father's church when I was a little girl. So it just, you know, I just loved it.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame producer Lou Adler and legendary singer Mary Clayton, thanks so much for coming in.
A pleasure.
It definitely was a pleasure. Thank you, Eric.